Patty Wilson with Patty's Playhouse, and we are busting the format because we have a very, 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 very special guest today. I'm very excited. How very am I?
You're very.
I am so very. I thought the microphone had been washed.
You're so extra, Patty.
I am extra. I'm dank.
I'm
I can't even spell dank.
D-A-N-Q-U-E.
Thank you.
No, that is not how it's spelled.
It's the Canadian version.
Yeah.
Patty, what are you on? Some of that
I am on buffalo chicken from Central E.
Oh, brought you that Central E.
My Angus brought me some food.
I did.
Because he's leaving.
I am.
I know. I'm going to miss him. I hope you have a safe flight.
I know I will.
He's going to D.C. for Thanksgiving.
Going to the swamp.
I'm always... Why? I love coming in here and I love getting to meet. You know, and see Angus for a little bit. It's so much fun.
It's a good time.
It is. And now they have me in another room. So it's just like Frasier. And he's my Pippi, whatever her name is. What was her name? What was the producer's name on the show?
I have no idea.
But I feel so like mature.
Wow.
And you're doing a fine job. Right? I just wanted to add
maturity?
That. Yeah.
She's a big girl now.
Yeah.
I am a big girl. Well, I'm Patty Wilson with Patty's Playhouse. And real estate wise, the Purple Door team. With Allison James Estates and Homes. And today, we have our show is an anchor real estate. I mean, we talk about real estate, which is really life in Tallahassee. But our special guest today is a guy who just decided to run for mayor. Like, all of a sudden on Facebook, I get all this ding, 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 ding. Joe West is running for mayor.
It was a slow Wednesday. What can I say?
So, you know, that's like the best day to list a house, by the way. So that...
That was why I chose that.
There's your real estate tip.
And there's your real, your anchor in real estate. So I was like, oh my God, Joe West. And I know of him because we have mutual friends, but we've never met in person.
No, we have not.
We've never met in person. And this is our real first conversation because we came in here. The poor guy was soaking wet. And I gave him some paper towels because it's all you had.
Well, I am sorry. We didn't have any bath towels.
We didn't have a bath towel. I'm pretty upset about it,
actually. I'll remember to bring that.
Can you imagine what they would look like if you did?
Freedom 93.
Well, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, no.
We've got good marketing.
Actually, I'd prefer the throwaway paper.
So my first response, it's so anti-Patty at home, was Joe West has come on the show. So I did it, and he said, absolutely. I was like, boom. I was so excited.
Well, of course he did.
I know, but you never know until you ask. You got to ask. Without further ado, Joe West.
Hi, Patty. Nice to meet you, ma'am.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for coming on. I'm very excited.
Hey. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to get a chance to talk a little bit about things we're going to talk about. A lot of things around here that affect all of us. So,
how long have you lived here?
About 23, 24 years. I don't know.
It's longer than I've been alive.
Well, I've been clean and sober more than 20, so it was before that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are? So that's good. You came to Tallahassee clean and sober?
No, I got clean and sober when I got here.
And I started drinking when I got here.
I don't blame you. I've given a lot of thought about going out for another white chip myself. But
I do.
But you hang out
with a bunch of bikers that do go and drink, or do they just hang out at like...
They drink.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm a sipper. I'm not a drinker.
See, that's not drinking.
I know.
That's annoying.
I've heard. That's what Scott, my partner, says.
My wife does that too. It's just, I'm like, you're wasting your time. Why even bother?
I just like the sip.
You're probably one of those that's like, oh, it's not cold anymore. I don't want it.
Actually?
Yeah, see what I mean?
No.
I knew that was coming.
Not at all.
I'll
drink my beer warm, and I like my bourbon even warmer, so. I don't know. Why are you laughing?
Where are we going?
I don't know.
We're getting to know each other.
That's
it's
true.
Called the warm-up.
Oh, it's true. And warm bourbon would do it.
Warm bourbon does warm you up.
Warm bourbon has warmed me up to a lot of people, actually, in my life.
So you're clean and sober.
I was pretty surprised what some of them looked like when I sobered up.
How do you make your living here?
I don't. I don't make a living. I have a little corner downtown with a sign, we'll tell jokes for food, and
yep.
That's what I do. No.
So that's why you're so thin.
Okay, here's your $5. Anyway.
This is radio, Patty.
Yeah,
they can't see
me. Yeah, they can't see me, and that's good. I'm thin.
I'm creating a visual.
Those that know me aren't going to buy it. But anyway, I earned my living for 20-some years as a stand-up comedian. I toured nationally. That's what
amazing.
I did for a living.
So jealous.
I had some health issues around 2010, which was about the same time I retired from comedy in 2011 because I couldn't do it. I didn't have the stamina to do what I had done all those years. I used to do about an hour and 10 minutes. And I tried for a year after I had open heart surgery, a quadruple bypass. And I tried for a year to get back to where I was, and I just couldn't. So I said, okay, well, I won't do that. I'm a disabled veteran. I'm retired. I'm 67 years old. And that pretty much brings us up to today.
But you sell bikes.
I trade my time.
Is that what you
bikes.
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because as a the disability that I'm on, I'm considered unemployable.
Oh, okay.
That's how I get what I get, and so I can't earn a paycheck, but I am allowed to barter my time. I can give my time and get something back in return
for
it.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's kind of what we do, and that's
but
how
it's
I get
fun.
It's fun, and I get, you know, I get enough that I can, you know, repair our car or if my bike needs something. So, you know, it works out and it gives me something to do, keeps me out of the bars. I'm cool with it.
I hear you're a really good salesperson too.
I don't suck. Just saying.
Me too. I don't suck at it either. So tell us about your family, because I don't know anything about your family.
I'm married. I've been married for 17. I don't remember how long. We got married on New Year's Eve so we wouldn't forget our anniversary, but I don't remember when it was. It's right around Y2K or whenever the hell that was.
Y2K.
It's kind of odd because I've been married many times. My wife was married once, and then she married me, and then she told me, because she was like my 19th wife, and she told me, I'm running for office, people take this stuff serious. Anyway, I was her she was my fifth wife, and she made it real clear to me that she would never be divorced again, but there was ever a possibility in the world she would become a widow.
Yeah, I could see that.
And like 2 days after she told me that, I realized there's only one way for her to become a widow.
That's right.
And I've pretty much been behaving myself ever since.
Well, this is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse and the Purple Door Team with Allison James Estates and Homes. But right now we're at WVFT, Freedom 93.3 FM. My number is 850-656-0009. Patty's Playhouse Media is the website. And Joe West is our guest for the full hour. So he'll be on the whole hour. So it's kind of just a get to know the rest of Tallahassee that doesn't know him, which he has, a huge following, audience.
I've been very active with veterans issues and veterans goings on. For 10-12 years now. I've been involved in three wall visits that date back 11 or 12 years. And
The Vietnam War?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And then in 2009, we had the fiasco with the Veterans Day Parade. And me not being... I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Let's just get that out of the way up front. But I suggested that what we do is we create a company, a nonprofit company that just puts on the parade. And everybody was like, that's a great idea. And the two other people that were standing in front of the commission with me both took a step back. And they was, well, Joe, that is so nice of you. And so that's kind of how I ended up as the president of Vet Events Tally and have enjoyed some success with the Veterans Day Parade. We've been able to take it from something that was on a back street that used to get 1,000 people show up to 2016, my last year. We had a crowd of about 22,000 people. So it's a good deal.
Yeah, it was a really great parade this year. I know that. And it's something.
Because we were in it.
Yeah, we were in it. It was a lot of fun.
Fun because even on the side streets.
Yeah,
on the side streets, it was fantastic.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was a really great turnout. I've been to other Veterans Day parades from Sarasota and other places that I've lived growing up, and it was definitely, I think, the biggest turnout that I've seen from at least the size city that we were in, and it was also, you know, the vibe and the atmosphere and just the camaraderie was really great as well.
It's a cool time. We've been very blessed with a lot of support. In the community here and have been able to, like I say, we've got one of the best Veterans Day parades in the Southeast, if not the country.
I think so too, and thank you for doing it.
That was my honor and my privilege.
So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Joe while Joe's sitting here. We're going to talk with Joe and his platform, because I have it sitting right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
what was the prompt that makes you decide to run for mayor of Tallahassee?
We'll talk about that when we come back.
And we're just going to get to know each other. So it's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, Freedom 93.3 FM. Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. And if you're ever a guest on the show, you get to pick some music, and then I get to pick some music. So I picked this music. I love it, though. I love Jimi Hendrix. So we have Joe West on. He's running for mayor, 2018. Go, Joe. How simple can that be? I'm all about simple and pithy and on point, and I love that. Simple.
Well, I don't know how this whole thing's going to go. One of the problems I have is that if somebody asks me a question, I'll tell them the truth. That doesn't really work well in a political campaign.
I hear that.
Most people don't want to hear the truth. They know what they want to hear, and most politicians will tell them what they want to hear. I'm not a politician. It was never in my DNA ever
right.
to say, boy, what I want to be when I grow up is the mayor of Tallahassee. even in my worst drug abuse days, that wouldn't have crossed my mind. So what's happened is I've been a part of this community now for over 20 years. And the more I become a part of the community, there's things that bother me more and more. And I've been kind of, I've been not happy with what I've seen at City Hall for the last several years. I had some dealings with the city commission when I was the president of Betty Vance Talley. I wouldn't call them real positive interactions. But things since 2014 just seem to have gotten kind of worse and kind of snowballed. The onset of it was probably the current mayor's treasurer being given the old power plant to convert it into a restaurant after the city spent over $2 million. That was the first one that kind of really irritated me. And I was like, come on, and then in 2014, we passed an ethics ordinance. The city overwhelmingly, and I think well over 60% of the city voted, said, we want an independent ethics board to monitor what our elected city officials, staff, and administration are doing. And I thought that was a heck of a good idea. How I ended up in the chair I'm in right now was towards the end of October, I went to a meeting at City Hall, and it was two members of our independent ethics board presenting seven ideas to the city commission on proposed changes they wanted to make in the ethics code. My first thought was, why are you asking them what's going on? That didn't make sense to me. And then I spent about an hour. It was a 2.5-hour meeting, and I couldn't stay for the whole thing because my ears and eyes started bleeding. But I spent about an hour listening to our commissioners basically shred what these people had brought before them. It angered me. It angered me quite a bit. And then we've had some issues with our city administrator. And I don't know. I can't say legal, illegal, but one of the things that really bothers me about our commissioners is when they say, I've not broken any laws. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're held to a much higher standard of accountability when you ask for the public's trust. You should never get to the legal, illegal line when you're in a position of public trust. And there's been things going on that I don't care what anybody, and the best the ethics board can come up with is it's the appearance of impropriety.
Or admonishment in a letter.
It's the appearance of impropriety. I lied to you. I'm your city manager. I make $240,000 a year. Pardon my language. And you asked me a question if I had solicited tickets, and I told you no, I did not, and I had not gone to the game. There's people that took pictures of you in that box, and then a screenshot comes out in the Tallahassee Democrat of this supposed conversation between him and the current mayor's former campaign treasurer. It's amazing how all these people tie together. It's almost incestuous. Anyway,
I was going to say it's a tree.
It is. And the screenshot comes out and it says, it shows him asking for the tickets. These tickets are worth $300 to $500 a piece. This is so clear a violation of what a city official is supposed to be doing.
Because the Democratic, what is it? The Democratic rep, Angus. Angus is our producer. Who is it? The guy that headed the Democratic Party right now quit because people thought he was creepy.
What, for the state of Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, creepiness and lechiness, which, you know, like Charlie Rose and all of these people are like being fired. But you actually do this and you're not even fired.
Well, and that was the part that really bothered me was that he did this and they put him on paid vacation,
$20,000. And, you know, and to extend. For his retirement. It was negotiated.
Here I go. Angus, I would like, when you see my mouth drop open like that, pop a Xanax in real quick so I just don't go off.
Joe,
okay?
We do not condone drug use here.
Yeah, it was negotiated to extend for his retirement.
Yeah.
So we get to keep paying.
Well, and that was kind of the straw that broke my camel's back. And I was like, okay. And the person that wants to be mayor has been a commissioner for 8 years. And he publicly announced that he discussed with two people under FBI investigation his desire to run for mayor, and they approved. And I was like, whoa, hold the phone. And I'm not a political figure. I have no desire to be a political figure. And I'll tell everybody right now, if somebody comes along between now and August 28th and they share my standard of ethics and they share what I think are the things that are important that we're going to cover, if they share that and they're better equipped to beat the incumbent than I am, I will get behind them 100%. One of the scariest thoughts in the world to me is me being the mayor of a city of 160,000 people. It is. But I would rather I be the mayor because at least I know I'm not going to steal. Because I sure as hell ain't seen that from the people that are up at City Hall right now. And it's time to bring this to a stop. This has got to stop. We can't draw jobs into this community because we're the highest crime in the state, highest crime rate in the state. Nobody wants to bring their company here. Nobody wants to do business with us. I have a friend, a contractor out of Central Florida, who told me, he said, you have the worst permitting process for construction of anybody in the country.
Yeah, I'm a real estate agent. Yep.
And said, you have to hire, if you want to get a job done in Tallahassee, you have to almost hire a permit consultant to help you get through the permit maze. And he said, there's not another municipality or county in the state of Florida.
It's unbreachable. It's unbreakable.
And then when you find out that the permit consultant happened to be the person that wrote the codes for the city and then retired, you got it some serious. That's what I'm saying. And I wish I'd coined this phrase, and I didn't. I stole it from somebody else. I don't know who coined it. But the climate of corruption in City Hall is unbearable.
It can't be
topped, and it's got to stop. And the only way we'll stop it is if citizens will stand up and say, no, we're not going to let you do this to us anymore. Because this ain't their fault.
Right.
They're liars, cheats, and thieves.
Hey, I got to interrupt you. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009, and Joe's face changed. He is not joking. I expect Eric Clapton to start singing any minute.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, my God. Seriously? I mean, he's dead serious. I'm too honest to run for everything. Nobody would vote for me.
I don't know. I just know that I'm gonna ask questions, and I don't know if I'll be mayor or not. And honestly, as long as they're not continuing this corrupt regime, and that's the only way to put it is regime. As long as this corrupt regime stops, I don't care who's the mayor.
Well, you've lived here longer than I have, so can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
How much power does the mayor have?
I don't think we used to have a rotating mayor.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking, because I don't really even understand that.
Well, and I'm not sure I do either. One of the biggest advantages I have, and this comes back to kind of having some time clean and sober, is I learned how to say I don't know. And there's things I don't know. I don't know how much power the mayor actually has, but he sets the tone for what goes on. And we used to have a rotating mayor, same as the county did on our city commission. Mm-hmm. That changed back, I think, in the late 90s somewhere. And we've had three mayors since then.
On the other side of the break, we're going to go over Joe's platform. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009. Go get jiggy with it. What?
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro. I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. That's it. Now, honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes.
Welcome back, Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. We have a special guest today. We busted our format. No Garnet and Gold today. We are talking to Joe West, who decided just a couple days ago he's going to run for mayor. Joe. He's like sitting there.
I'm like, what have I done?
What have I done? Hey, Joe.
It was funny because the day after I filed, I was like at home real bummed. My wife goes, okay. If this is going to have you depressed, then you need to stop right now. And I said, honey, you're missing the point. I'm not depressed because I filed candidacy for mayor. I'm depressed because I may get the damn job. That's what's got me depressed.
So, okay, do you live in the city limits?
Yes, I do. And I'm not moving in for just a day.
Oh, I told you. I told him I don't live in the city limits, but I'm going to spend the night at the with the Home 2 suite. Across from my office so I can vote for him.
There nice. You go. Well, that's evidently the threshold to be a commissioner in
hey,
this
Judge
town.
Said so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Judge Ooh. Said so, so it must be true.
Must be true. Judge said it.
Judge said it, you know. Federal judges. They
federal
forget the
judge.
Word executive in the order, which means the judge doesn't
I'm say. Encouraging all my friends, because see, most of my friends are from out of the county.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm encouraging them all to come in and spend the night. Maybe
Aloft.
Maybe
Duval.
Live it up for sure.
I was thinking more. My friends will hang out at the chain of parks.
I was thinking a tent over at Edison.
Yeah.
We could do Tent City at Edison.
We should go to the Doubletree and see where our taxpayer dollars are going.
Yeah, dude. All I got is they're the ugliest seating I have ever seen on a porch. I'm sorry. They're just really ugly.
They spent a lot.
Welcome
of money
to Patty's Playhouse, man. I gotta tell the truth. I can't imagine anyone voting for me. It would be hilarious to run for something, but then they'd have to look at all my family stuff.
Well, that's another thing. A friend of mine pointed out. I said they're gonna rattle my closet and skeletons are gonna fall out. And he goes, yeah. He said, but the problem is you don't care.
I don't care.
That is the problem. I don't care.
After what's his face, I can't remember his name. Went after Rocky Hanna. I was just like, you know. You're just
a child. And I don't care. I'm not here.
Well,
I'm not here to tell anybody I'm perfect. I'm not here to tell anybody I am the second coming. All I am is a guy that's kind of honest, hoping that we can set a tone for honesty and get it going back that direction for our city, because it's killing our city.
I agree. And I am a real estate agent, and I do have to help people with permitting and code enforcement and cleaning up the blight. And I don't understand it. And I'm a Yankee. I'm a carpetbagger. I just don't understand how they make it so hard in a town of this size. And and jump on their soapbox as if they're so proud while they do it.
Yeah. Well, I noticed at the commission meetings I've gone to that the only people that tell the commissioners what a good job they're doing are the other commissioners. They spend, or the utility employees. Yeah, they have their employees come in and say what great jobs they're doing too, and I'm wondering if that's for job security.
I only went to one this year, and I went to the last one.
Yeah,
because I, you know, with Irwin, and I almost started to cry. You know, I was like, you all are under federal subpoena.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no shame,
no
accountability, and no ethics. I mean, they're laughing and hooting it up in between or looking down at their paper.
They don't even look at anybody that spoke.
I watched, and actually Curtis Richardson, when I said what I did, I was really like physically upset. And I said, I feel so sorry for you. And Curtis Richardson said, ma'am, don't feel sorry. I said, you're all under federal subpoena. And everyone Maddox looked right at me. How do you sleep?
Yeah.
Like, physically, how do you sleep? I can't even imagine. I would be singing in the streets, give me a deal. Whatever it is I need to tell you.
Well, and I think that's what I think the problem, and that's why this has taken so long, this whole investigation, is I think everybody's lining up to try and roll on everybody else.
I would. I'd be singing.
And, well, I mean, take the screenshot. That screenshot was only on two phones.
What most people don't understand who don't watch federal crime the way I do is you lie to a federal officer, that's a crime.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. I mean, they will catch you on the smallest thing and twist your words. They are absolute the best at questioning ever.
Well, it's always been my opinion, and that's all it is my opinion, but if you've done anything and it gets to the level where the Department of Justice or the FBI or the Treasury, any of those agencies are looking at you, you're already cooked.
Well, my favorite thing is, because I don't know that as the mayor, you have a lot of power to do many things.
I do believe
you can be accessible.
Well, and that's one of the most important things about this. And I tell people, if you're a business owner and you want to get my ear, you don't need to give me money. All you got, if you want to talk to me and you got something that's going to benefit the city of Tallahassee, call that secretary, make an appointment, because I'll give anybody 10 minutes to try and explain to me why they've got something that'll help our city. Because the whole idea behind this job is supposed to be, and I could be wrong on this, but the whole idea behind this is supposed to be making Tallahassee a better place to live, work, and raise your family. That's supposed to be what this job's about.
It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team, who's sitting back selling houses. Allison James Estates and Homes, 850-656-0009. And we have Joe West with us, who's decided to run for mayor. So where do you live in Tallahassee?
I live in Huntington Woods off Mission Road. My wife and I got our first house that we've
ever owned.
I'm
headed there
in
a few minutes, actually.
We got our first house a year ago in May. We've never owned a home before.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Got that.
I don't even want to know who you used as a realtor.
That's
I'm okay.
okay
with him. I'm done.
It's all right. I killed him.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You know, he's not competition to me anymore.
I have a couple homes under contract in there, so I have to go measure some flooring when I leave here. Yeah. But I love that little neighborhood.
We're very happy with where we live, and we like our home, and we like our neighbors.
And you are just, in the city limits.
I am in the city limits.
So can you explain to me what you mean by dividing up the city in districts and having the commissioners live? I understand the idea behind it.
Well, but. I don't, and that's just it. I don't know exactly how you would do it to make it fairly apportioned population-wise or however you're going to do it. But there isn't another elected office, county, state, federal, that you don't represent a district. And you supposedly are supposed to live in the district you represent.
And here I go. It goes back to, it makes me sad. Because you have that, everyone loves the Northeast. I'm a realtor. I sell in the Northeast. However, there are three other quadrants of Tallahassee.
Yes, there are.
And it is, I had a gentleman come into my office today, just asked me a simple question. And, you know, where do you live? And we chatted. And I said, sir, I don't know where the money goes. Where does the money, if you're supposed to get $10,500 for every student, where does that money go for the kids at Gabi? You cannot tell me it's equal. They are telling me it's equal,
yeah.
Or they're not even answering me.
It's There's just so many things. And again,
there's such a problem with that.
Well, that's out of my purview because I'm not running for a county office, and I'm not
right.
And I don't.
But what about the merger? How do you feel about the merge?
I think that's something that ought to be looked at. If there's a way to merge city and county services that make them more economical and provide better service for less money, then we sure as heck ought to look at it. I don't know what has kept it from happening. I know that there's other Miami-Dade,
Jacksonville,
Duval. A lot of them have done it. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at. I don't know that it's possible. I don't know that it can be done. But it's something that we ought to look at and see if maybe it's not a complete merger, but maybe there's certain departments we can merge that we can make it better for everybody. The first one that comes to my mind is code and building permits.
Because the county's easier than the
county's
city.
Much easier, and I don't understand that. Depending on which side of that street you're standing on, depends on how hard it's going to be to get a permit, and that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So there's things we have to look at, and again, this comes back to me being able to say I don't know. There's lots of things I don't know. One thing I do know is contempt prior to investigation will ensure ignorance. So I have to be open to hear what anybody has to say. And then we have to discuss it and find out if that's the best path for our city to take. And we're not doing that now. As you said, we sat at that meeting and we watched them. And the commissioners
didn't even look up.
They didn't look up at anybody. That
they got up and
them.
Walked away
yeah.
when certain people came up to the
yeah,
microphone.
It was,
now, even if you don't like the person, there's a lot of people you don't like.
Yeah.
There has got to be some level of human respect and just being polite.
Well, they think they're beyond that. And they feel like some of the people you're talking about, they feel like they should just, you know, not have to do that. They feel like they're beyond the rest of us have to behave.
You know,
like.
Tip O'Neill. Remember Tip O'Neill? Mm-hmm. I grew up in the era of Tip O'Neill as well. I'm 50. And Tip O'Neill was, at the end of the day, you go have a drink with each other. Now, you would have maybe a Kool-Aid or a Sprite. But you want someone to, like, be able to have a conversation after you've debated. There's no debate. They get up and walk away.
Yeah.
So it's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. This is fascinating. Fascinating me. I hope it's fascinating you all. 850-656-0009. Angus is looking fascinated.
He looks like he's sleeping to me, but hey, I could be wrong.
She's crafting. She gets around. She's crafting.
Wilson at Patty's Playhouse, and this is music like you have never heard on my radio show, but it's music I love. So Joe West picked the music. As a guest, you get to pick the music. 850-656-0009. If you have any questions or you want to email, what's your email, Joe?
It'll be gojo2018.com.
That's your website, gojo2018.
Joe.west at gojo2018.com.
Okay. Fantastic.
Will be the email address that I'll use for that. What we're trying to do is everybody in the campaign, we're going to have all of our email addresses are going to go through the website email
right.
server, so that maybe at some point during the campaign, I can sell our emails for $22,000 to the Democrat.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I am my loving
wow.
this
my
interview.
Wow.
I love that Angus and I are the
Assange
same thing.
I think Julian Assange is going to have some
he's got all sorts of stuff to say about me. As well,
I was going to say Leon Leaks, but it's Tally Leaks.
Tally Leaks.
I'm going to not say anything here. Something else came to mind. Never mind.
Well, I know of a Wakulla Leaks.
I know. That's why I said Tally Leaks. I thought it was cute. I mean, it's not cute, but it is cute.
So
we're going to talk money now, because it takes money to create change.
It does.
Okay, going back to the beginning. The purpose of you running is to set a tone.
To set a tone. Yeah. Set a tone that we don't have to compromise our ethics or our morals to make the city what we want it to be?
Well, there's more than 20 people in the city of Tallahassee. And it seems like only 20 people get the benefit. Maybe 25.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, yeah.
Because that whole Adams Street loft, did you see that article?
Yeah.
Dang, the company I used to work for had those listings because one of the people under subpoena used to have the listing. It is, I'll tell you what, the state will not mess with condo fees being mishandled. There are some things that you can obviously take tickets. You can obviously get on a plane with some FBI thing, but you mishandle condo fees, you are done.
Not today.
Not today. And like, how do you just like all of a sudden, like, I'm going to write a check for the difference. Like Miss Page, she's writing a check. How do you, I don't have a kind of money to write a check like that. How do you write a check? And if you had the right, how do you do that?
Your guess would be as good as mine, but so I can assure you that check's not going to clear my account.
It wouldn't clear mine either.
In fact, my bank might shut my account down for writing a check that size.
Shoot. Mine would certainly get a call. Like, Miss Wilson, have you written that check? So the purpose is to really set the tone and let people know that there's more than 25 people in the community that means something.
Exactly. We need to get away from this no-bid contract stuff. We need to get away from the hiring somebody because they're a friend. When it's the taxpayers' money, it's up to the people that are on that commission and hiring that city manager, because the city manager and his assistant managers are the ones that run the city. Mm-hmm. That's city manager form of government,
truth.
What we have, and that's how that works. When the city manager is not ethical or trustworthy, then that not ethical or trustworthy attitude trickles down to the lowest employee because, well, why should I be straight up and honest when everybody else above me isn't? So that's where we got to start. We got to start with our commissioners that have some ethics when they walk in there, and they don't need them written down for them. We need an independent ethics board. That ethics board should never, ever ask the commission, well, this is an ethics code we want to pass. If it's not constitutional, then the commission can challenge it in court. But to ask the commission's permission for an ethics thing, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. We want them to be telling the commissioners, this is how you're going to behave. And if you don't want to behave that way, then I strongly recommend you go somewhere else.
As I said, no shame, no accountability,
none.
And no ethics.
None whatsoever.
How do you sleep? I don't know how they sleep, but Joe needs money.
I do. We do need money.
I asked him to be on the show, first of all, because I wanted to meet him. I mean, this is fun for me. And I heard he's comedian. We have mutual friends, Roger and Judy Hayes.
Yep.
So Judy works for a title company that I utilize for my customers, mm-hmm. Advantage Title Group. And she had a lot to say, like behind the scenes humor. So I won't go into that. But it is money, and money does make it work because you do have to have a website, which costs a lot of money. Yes. And if you have an email, people want to know how much do these things cost. If you have a vanity email, it's like $200 for each email.
Yeah.
So it's expensive.
It's not cheap to do what we're doing.
And so you figure, we talked a little bit about budget. We figure about $20,000.
$20,000, I think, will see us to where we need to be competitive in this race.
And most of your friends, you said the limit is $250. I'm your friend now.
Yeah.
We don't have that $250 pocket.
You know what? $20, $25 to $10, whatever you can afford. I don't want you going hungry to help me become mayor. I don't want anybody doing
that. But there's other things you can do.
Call. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to have the
kickoff
on Sunday afternoon, December 3rd, down at the Hooch at Lake Ella, which is, if you don't know what building it is, it's the one right next to the helicopter. The address is 241 Lake Ella Drive. But if you know where Lake Ella is and you know where the helicopter is.
The VFW.
That's the American Legion.
Yeah, the American Legion, sorry.
But that's all tied in. We'll be there. We're not going to roast a pig. We will probably have some hot dogs and hamburgers. So, I mean, hot dogs could be pig products.
Will
you
have sign-up sheets for volunteers?
Yes.
Because I am getting a lot of questions.
We will have sign-up sheets. We'll have packages that volunteers can take out to get registered voters to sign. We'll have different...
How many signatures do you need?
I think the exact number is like 1,344 or something.
They
have to be verifiable. They have to be verifiable City of Tallahassee registered voters, not Leon County, not I live across the street from the city limits.
Not the home to suites
Patty.
No.
They got to be real Tallahassee.
And they have to be registered.
Voters.
So will you have voter registration cards there as well?
I don't know if we can do that or not. That's one of the things. I'm going to talk to the election board people tomorrow because I have questions like that about the fundraisers. What can we do? What's acceptable? Can we register people to vote while we're doing this? Because it seems to me other candidates do that, but I don't know that for sure.
Well, I know my team, rally people. I mean, we're really good at that. So if you want to help, pick something you're good at. So it's something that you want to do, not something you're just going to say, hey, I do, and then you don't follow through.
Yeah.
So we want something that you're good at that everybody can help. And I think you have a wide enough audience just through yourself, especially with Vet Events Tally. I mean, I've had numerous customers that are part of your organization.
Yeah.
Bought homes.
I know a broad spectrum in the community.
People, right.
People that are lower income, like myself. People that have more money than the Lord. And it doesn't matter. What matters is that if you want to help us change this, I can't change it alone. There's no one person's going to be able to do this, and I'm going to need help. And I need financial help. I need volunteer help.
Who do you make a check to?
Gojo 2018.
So cute. I love it. I don't know who did your logo, but it's so cute.
Actually, a friend of mine came up with it, and the theme was Gojo, let's clean up City Hall.
Very cute.
And when we got to looking at City Hall, we realized we were going to need industrial strength Gojo, but we'll get it done.
I'm all about the marketing. It's very clean. And I like it. I mean, yeah. It's just clean to look at, easy to see. Easy. I love the star above the J. I love it.
We'll have T-shirts and hats at the down there to sell. That'll be part of a fundraiser too.
Fantastic. So what else do you want to do? What else do you want to do? I mean, we have a few more minutes. We have 2 minutes.
What else do I want to do? I want to get term limits in.
I want 2 4-year terms.
If you can't get done what you want to do for your community in 8 years, you're probably not going to get it done. I don't think we need professional politicians. I think they're a hazard.
Isn't it supposed to be a part-time gig for the commissioners?
Yeah, it is. And for the most part, I think it is. Most of them do have other jobs and stuff. Our mayor has another job. He gets a pretty decent salary from the city. I think it's $75,000 or something. And then he's got a job that pays $150,000, and he said he was going to cut back on that if he got elected, but it just kind of, I'm sure it slipped his mind. He was going to, but it just kind of, you know, slipped his mind.
But the most important thing is accessibility and listening to people, because people are hurting in Tallahassee.
Well,
they're hurting in the Northeast. They're hurting.
They have a right to be heard by whoever's representing them, and whoever it is representing them. They shouldn't have to wait and get 3 minutes every other Wednesday for me to look down at my computer so I don't have to pay attention to them. They should be able to call up a secretary and say, I would like to talk to Mr. West. And the secretary should say, you can meet with Mr. West on Wednesday at 3 o'clock or whatever. But all of those people, if they want that job, they need to be accessible to the people they're representing.
Thank you for spending an entire hour with me.
Hey, it's been fun.
Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009, pattysplayhousemedia.com. And when Joe lets me, all of his links will be on my website as well as Facebook page. So thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks
for having
Angus.
Me. Thank you, Angus.
Thanks for the pizza, Angus.
See you guys.